I love what I do. And I love music. It's just an enchanting, incredible, energizing thing. You know, I'm singing better than I've ever sung before live. I'm really getting into my stride now. I'm 68 years of age and I'm loving it.
Sir Elton John gets stronger every year. Now his core band is back together for a set of rock and roll songs that are filled with joy and happiness. Robert Hilburn of the LA Times and I sat with Elton for a conversation that looked back on his long history and forward to a long future. In the next hour, we'll hear highlights of our chat and a lot of great new music. I'm Sky Daniels, and welcome to Elton John Wonderful Crazy Night.
Figured out where I went wrong. The script I followed them was awful long. Too much plot, too little off. Me acting right, not acting up. I won the world on my back. There's someone up for me, pick up the slack. Just because I could see.
Sung by Elton John. Elton had his U.S. debut at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. It was August of 1970, and Robert Hilburn reviewed it for the L.A. Times. Elton looks back on that review as the big boost for his career to come.
I didn't know what to expect that night. I'd been persuaded to come over to America, which I always wanted to come to, obviously. I didn't know if the timing was right because I was becoming successful in England. And I thought, well, I'll come over and at least I can go to a record store. I'm so excited. And I wanted to see LA and 77 Sunset Strip and whatever. And I had no expectations. The thing is, we'd been playing as a threesome, Nigel, Dee and myself, for a while. And I think what happened that night, because the album cover was very dark, and very kind of, and the album's kind of was moody with Your Song, but right. King Must Die and 60 Years On. They thought, or the audio, or whatever, I think people thought it was going to be quite dour or not, but not what it was going to be.
Sedate.
I came out with, you know, hot pants and shorts and trousers or whatever and flying boots. And we rocked out. And I think that shook everybody because I don't think they expected that. It was, I think it was the feeling of, God, I didn't expect that.
Hmm.
And the interpretation of the songs, which were orchestral, by a three-piece band. We were a really good band. Most of the great bands in the world are three pieces because you have the space to play.
If you feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm a hacking in your prison. Like a coin in your man, I am dented, and I'm spent with my treason. Through a glass eye zone is the one danger zone. Take me to the pilot for control. Take me to the pilot of your soul. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tame. Take me to the pilot, I'm a danger. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tame. Take me to the pilot, I'm a danger.
I mean, Neil Diamond introducing me was a shock. I mean, I couldn't believe I was being introduced by Neil Diamond. Second night, I played two nights there. Second night, I saw Leon Russell in the audience, which frightened me to death because he was so visible with his silver hair and he was my idol, and I thought he was going to see me afterwards and say, listen, this is how you're supposed to play the piano. But we, from my point of view, I couldn't believe what happened. I mean, it just made my whole career. Robert's review in the LA Times kind of sped my career up by at least a year and a half.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked out the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross, but the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, those are the sweetest guys I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope. how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind, girl, I'll put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Your song from the 1970 album Elton John. I'm Sky Daniels, and you're listening to Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night. Elton and lyricist Bernie Taupin began working together in 1967, and the spark and chemistry that happens when they write has never faded.
I think if you're a creative artist and you have a relationship like I do with Bernie Taupin, and we've been writing together this year for 49 years, wow, the excitement has never changed. When we started writing, I went and wrote a song to his lyric, and I went away, and then I played it to him. That has never changed. Well, on this new album, when we went into the studio, I gave him the brief. Let's have a very joyous record with up-tempo lyrics, and even the slow songs have to be happy. I don't want any misery on this record. I hadn't made a rock and roll record for a long time, and I thought, I'm using my band, let's go in there. And then, so I'm writing the first song, which was Blue Wonderful, because I loved the title and I read the lyrics. And so when I go and finish it, and then I bring him into the piano booth, and I say, what do you think of this? It's no different to how we were, I've got goosebumps now, when I first played him a song. That's never dulled. That excitement of playing him a song has always remained there.
Does Bernie ever say, no, I don't like
it? No, he's no. I've just discussed that with someone. He's never told me. There must have been instances where I thought, didn't really think it was going to turn out like that. But, you know, we've never had a disagreement about anything artistic or anything personal.
Oh, there, Moses.
Now, there was a time, you know, third of the way through the career, where he wanted to write with other people. And I was kind of thinking, I was a bit jealous. I was a bit sad. But I realized, you know, he's becoming more creative. He was playing instruments. He was making his own record. I thought, if I don't let him do this, then it's going to be an acrimonious situation. And then I started to do it as well on a couple of albums. We had a couple of albums where we wrote with other people. And some of them albums, we still had our own songs on them as well. But that was the savior of our relationship. Mm. Because if I hadn't let him do that, and he hadn't let me do that, then we'd have ended like Bacharach and David, and it would have been Goodnight, Irene. I couldn't say to him, Bernie, you're only writing with me, sorry.
Every breath is a prayer of some kind. I breathe in, I breathe out, I just breathe. And you're so well blue, wonderful to me. Laughter swimming in your eyes. I dive in, I dive deep, I just swim and lose myself in you, blue, wonderful again. Don't you know where you go, I will follow. In your footsteps I find my own feet. Addicted like I am to the blues. Kind of blue of all the blues I need. Yesterday the someone else's song. In 65 summertime long ago. Long before you came, blue wonderful. The blue wonderful I know. Age is something I've just left behind. In the past, far away used to be. But your present, my blue, wonderful to me. Go where you want, when you want to. Just don't let the wind take.
you home. Don't ever hang around with the breeze. Footsteps, I find my own feet. Addicted like I am to the blues. Kinds of blue are all the blues I need. Every breath is a prayer of some kind. I breathe in, I breathe out, I just breathe. And you're so well blue, wonderful to me. Laughter swimming in your eyes. I dive in, I dive deep, I just swim. I lose myself in you, blue, wonderful again. I lose myself in you, blue, wonderful, blue, wonderful, blue, wonderful, blue, wonderful again.
Blue Wonderful, performed by Elton John and band. Coming up, more music and conversation with Sir Elton. I'm Sky Daniels, and you're listening to Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night. Elton John has always acknowledged that Robert Hilburn had a decisive impact on his career in the United States, helping elevate him to stardom literally overnight with his early reviews and support in the Los Angeles Times. It was a joy to see Robert and Elton reunite at Elton's home here in Los Angeles as we conducted this sit-down, and some of the stories that were told surprised even Robert, who thought he knew everything about Elton John. Our conversation will continue momentarily. We hope you're enjoying Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night. Welcome back to Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night. I'm Sky Daniels.
You're gonna need a club hammer. Oh, my love, to bust on through and break down your walls. Loosen your lips, slacken that jaw. It's gonna take a club hammer. Oh, my Lord. It's gonna take a club.
Many of the musicians in the Elton John band have been working with him on and off since the early 70s. The core members do their thing on the album Wonderful Crazy Night at the request of producer T-Bone Burnett.
All the albums I've made recently have been different from each other, and they all were in the first. I mean, you know, I'm a happy man, and I'm and I'm full of energy, and I wanted to. I said, "Come on, let's do an up-tempo record. Let's, you know." And T-Bone said, "Well, then we have to use your band," and I have. Just because I still have Nigel and Davey, the other guys in the band, Kim Bullard on keyboards, Matt Bessonette on bass guitar, and John Mahon on percussion, and Ray Cooper, they know instinctively what I want. I don't have to tell them to play anything. They come in, I write the song, then I play it to Bernie. Then I invite the band in, and they learn the chords, and I play it to them. Then they go out, and they play it, and two takes later, we have a record.
Ice cubes on the back of your neck. Blowing through the parking lot, radio humming in every car. Didn't it feel like the clocks had stopped? Calypso moon just cast its spell. We grabbed that magic just because we remember and never forget. What a wonderful crazy night that was.
Some things you don't forget, some things just take a hold. Oh, wonderful crazy night like that that your back won't let you go. Someday if you ask it all about the key to love, I'll say that wonderful night, what wonderful crazy night. Loose clothes and a cool, cool drink, a greasy breeze from the chicken stand. Hot on fire, just one last time. A wishbone snapping in every hand. Some things you don't forget, some things just take a hold. A wonderful, crazy night like that that your back won't let you go. Someday, if you ask it all about the key to love, say that wonderful night, what a wonderful crazy night it was. We found the place to feel it, we knew where we were at. Stopped the fire, fell out of future. And never forget what a wonderful crazy night that was. Some things you don't forget, some things just take a hold. A wonderful crazy night like that put your back won't let you go. Someday if you ask it all about the key to love, I'd say that wonderful night, what a wonderful crazy night.
Wonderful Crazy Night, sung by Elton John. My friend Robert Hilburn of the LA Times has been a close listener and admirer of Elton John's music from the beginning. He joined me in this conversation with Elton.
Do you know how many times you mentioned the word wonderful in the first four songs?
No.
24 times.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I mean, that. So that really...
He audits.
That, no, that's the... Because in Blue Wonderful...
Yeah. But it has it's an Elton classic
yes,
song.
Yes, exactly right. You know, when you hear that song, you feel... This has been around forever. You know,
yeah,
this has been...
It sounds like a 1970s song and you're riding along in a convertible in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
and this
yeah,
comes
yeah.
on the radio. And I wrote Blue Wonderful and then Wonderful Crazy Night and went, two songs with wonderful in them. I don't care. That's mm-hmm. how I'm feeling. And you hit the nail on the head there.
No, absolutely right. And then I always remember back at the Forum, you were playing the Forum one of 30 nights in a row or something. And I was walking back to my seat and you started this new song. This is the mid 70s, Crocodile Rock. And my first thought, I know that song. Is that, you know, is that, I didn't realize that was a brand new song, but if you ever hear a hit record, that was it.
I remember when rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones, had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the Crocodile Rock, while the other kids are rocking round the clock.
But I think Blue Wonderful has a touch of that same...
It's a classic Elton song, and Good Heart is a very classic Elton song. Tambourine is a classic Elton song. And Looking Up is like I'm Still Standing in 2015. Yeah. You know what, Bob? I love music. You know, I grew up after the Second World War, and music was always being played in my house. It was my savior. My parents used to argue. I used to go in my room and play music. When I didn't have a friend, music was with me. When I met Bernie, who became my first like my brother, it continued. When I was doing drugs, when I was very unhappy, I still went out and made records and played music. Music, I'd sit there and cry, but I'd be playing music. And
it was your salvation.
And saying, I will get better. And it was music that was still with me. I never abandoned music. Music got me through the darkest part of my life and then released me back into the light again. And, you know, it's quite an... And I still love it so much. I love listening for new things. I love doing my radio show. I love... It's fantastic. I'm so fortunate to have... I've worked my ass off, but I've enjoyed every single minute of it, because what could you not love about this life?
I'm Sky Daniels, and you're listening to Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night. Elton has total devotion to his music, but he also leads a charmed personal life with his husband David and their two children, Zachary and Elijah.
I have never been happier than I am now, because I've been in a relationship with David for 22 years. We have two children that happened as happenstance. There have been three things that happened in my life that are extraordinary. That I can't really explain, and it was instinctively when I was in a band playing with Long John Baldry in a soul band and thinking there's more to life than playing to people eating fish and chips, and what can I do? And then there's this advert in the New Musical Express saying Liberty Records want singers and songwriters, and I thought, I'll answer that. And I thought, and when I look back at it, I was very shy, a little obese, you know, very geeky, but I went. And I went into that office and I said, they said, what can you do? And I said, I can write songs, but I can't write lyrics. I'd written two singles for the band. And so Ray Williams, who was the guy in the office, said, take this envelope. He gave me, it could have been any envelope. And he gave it to me, it was Bernie's envelope. And I, on the tube train, I opened it and looked at the lyrics and went, oh, these are great. It was like, wow. Very Procol Harum. I mean, how about happenstance? But I took the leap of faith. The second thing that happened was when I'd been 2 years sober, 3 years sober, I was 1993. I was sitting in my house at Woodside and I'd thrown myself into sobriety, and it was 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and I have a big house. And I phoned my friend Eric, who was worked in Versace at the time, and said, Eric, I am so fed up with being on my own in this house. And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Is there any way you could invite some people down for dinner tonight? I just want to meet some people. One of the people that came was David. Now, if I hadn't made that phone call, but why did I make the phone call? And the third one was when we went to the Ukraine and went to this orphanage. And we went there because we funded it. And I went there, and there were about 50 kids of all different ages, from little babies up to 9 or 10 years of age. And I played it, and I walked around it for 2 hours. And this little boy called Lev clung to me.
Oh, gosh.
And he clung to me, and I carried him around for 2 hours. And then I had to do a press conference. So I gave him to David, and he sat on David's lap. And I said, the first question I was asked at the press conference was, you seem very attractive to that little boy. Would you ever think of adopting him? And I said, well, to be honest with you, I've never wanted to have kids. And I never thought about adoption, but I would love to adopt this little boy. He's stolen my heart, which went around the world straight away on viral, right? We took a year and a half of our lives trying to adopt him. We couldn't. The Ukrainian laws were still very Soviet draconian. I was gay. I was old. So we got them out of the orphanage to their grandmother. And so David said, what do you think? What about children? I said, you know, I've always been so against it because of the way I live my life, the traveling and everything. But this boy was trying to tell me something. This boy was giving me a message. And that message was, don't be such an idiot. You can give something love. You don't know what you're missing here. So by April, we were pregnant. And that's why my eldest son, Zachary, has the word Levon in his title. It wasn't because of my song. It was because his name was Levon. That's why Zachary's called Levon. Zachary Jackson Levon Furness John. And he was born on a Christmas day.
What a gift.
Did the New York Times say God is dead? Yeah. Wasn't that
true? Levon wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus. Cause he lies.
writes the name, and he sends him to the finest school in town. Levon likes his money. He makes a lot, they say. Spends his days counting in a garage by the motorway. He was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day, when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Oh, Alvin Toffs, hail the sun today.
Sung by Elton John from his 1971 album, Madman Across the Water. Many people talk about how having a family changed their perspective on life. Elton John has always been down to earth in his way, so life just got better.
I've always had my feet firmly on the ground in a way. I've never really been full of myself, except that when I was drinking, you become so obnoxious and you become so self-centered and so out of touch with what's going on. I mean, if you ring the office up at 11 o'clock in the morning from a hotel in London and say, it's so windy, can you do something about it? You know you're absolutely in a really bad place, right? You lose all touch of reality. And sobriety bought me in 1990 a sense of freedom and a sense of understanding that my life was missing spirituality, a belief in something. To be sober, you have to get humble and you have to acknowledge your defects of character. And you have to, I went to a lot of meetings. I joined AA. I had a great time. I met wonderful people from all walks of life. You walk into an AA room and you can be as famous as me and you can be as down in the dumps and living in the gutter and you're all equal.
Right.
Since that, I've grown up. I've, you know, there's lots of things I've improved on, lots of things I've learned. Being in a partnership with David, who challenges me all the time, because he's the first, and it was like being in a 50-50 relationship. He's a grown up. He had a car. He had a job. I was like, what? Oh my, about to be. I used to, you know.
He doesn't need
he
you.
He doesn't need me. Hey. He doesn't need me. And we didn't live together for until six months. And it's a wonderful, just an incredible experience. As you get older, I don't mind getting older. There are certain physical things you can't do as well as you used to, but brain-wise and happiness-wise, it's the children with the icing on the cake. I wish I'd have come to the game earlier with children. They have made such a difference to me. Everything I thought I would be irritable about having children, the mess, because I'm very, very, my homes are very pristine. I love order. All my records are still stacked like that. My seat. I'm that kind of guy. Every moment with them is a joy.
You gotta think about it. You gotta make a wish and count to 10. It's just a sense of wonder. I feel a new direction looking down the lens. Jump started the action. Heard a song in my head and wrote it down. It came out of nowhere. Felt a new sensation driving you through town. You're an open court. I wanna play all day. New broom sweeping up the seams. I no longer play. Clean up the corners, clipping out the horns. Got the devil used to make me wear all day. You're an open court. I'm gonna play all day. Gonna see some changes. Gotta pinch myself just to believe. Everybody's hiding something, but I can tell you've got some magic up your sleeve. Some need protection when a feeling follows you around. I always need the silence or the lightning you bring, cracking with new sound. You're an open court. I wanna play all day. Sweeping up the scenes, I no longer play. Clean out the corners, clipping out the horns. That the devil used to make me wear all day. You're an open court. I'm gonna play all day. For a spot and it brightened up the night. Before I get much older, I want the pleasure of seeing you up in lights. I stand beside you, hand over my heart and say a prayer. Love's not for quitters, it's a satisfaction knowing that you're there. You're an open court, I wanna play all day. New broom sweeping up the seams, I no longer play. Cleaning up the corners, clipping up the horn. That the devil used to make me wear all day. You're an open door, I'm gonna play all day. Cleaning up the corners, clipping up the horn. That the devil used to make me wear all day.
The Open Chord, sung by Elton John. Coming up, more music and conversation with Sir Elton. I'm Sky Daniels, and you're listening to Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night.
The honesty, the utter candor, the vulnerability that Elton shared with Robert Hilburn and I
was something to behold, but it was topped only by the passion the man still has for music. He loves music, new artists, his peers, artists of all idioms. He just has an unbridled joy for music, and a fire burns in him that was something to behold. I was sitting there grinning from ear to ear, watching him talk about new artists that had excited him over the last few years. All of that and more coming up in our conversation with Elton John on Wonderful Crazy Night. Welcome back to Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night. I'm Sky Daniels.
I love what I do. And I love music. It's just an enchanting, incredible, energizing thing. Once I get to the point where I think I'm not playing or singing as well as I should, I'm going to definitely stop. You know, I'm singing better than I've ever sung before live. I'm really, really so happy. I'm really getting into my stride now. I'm 68 years of age, and I'm loving it.
Got a penny in my pocket and a dollar in my hand. Better drop it in your tin cup if you were a one-man band. If I could make a million on some TV show, or the roulette wheel in a great big casino, I'd go ahead and do it, but only if I knew I could go ahead and claim it in the name of you. Whatever words I choose, whatever tricks I use, I will find a way to claim it in the name of you. I got my favorite hat with that snakeskin band. When you need a little shade, I put it in your hand. To the bottom of the ocean, I would surely die to find the oldest oyster with the biggest pearl inside. Go ahead and do it, but only if I knew I could go ahead and claim it in the name of you. Whatever words I choose, whatever tricks I use, I would find a way to claim it in the name of you. I claim a contract, I claim a tune, all the undiscovered territory.
In the name of you.
of You, sung by Elton John. In the early 90s, Elton got serious about giving back to the community.
I mean, I realized when I got sober that I was extremely lucky. I was a gay man during the 80s when the AIDS epidemic happened. I didn't join the marches for ACT UP. I wasn't vocal enough. I did a record with Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, and I did that, and I did a thing for Elizabeth Taylor's AIDS Foundation. But I didn't do enough. And that's what I go back to when you're doing drugs. You are so self-obsessed, and you're in a different world. You're not in a real world. When I got the chance to spend time with Ryan White and his family, which was one of the greatest things in my life, and to be there on the last week of his death in Indianapolis. 6 months later, I was sober. I thought, you know what? This is a sign. I got sober. I should be dead, but I'm not. So I've got to really, really put something back. And when I started the AIDS Foundation in Atlanta, just the two of us, me and John Scott, over a kitchen table, we were delivering meals to people who were so frightened to come out of their front doors because of the way they looked. They had Kaposi's, and they, you know, so that you would knock on their door, you'd leave the meal, and you'd hear when you'd gone. In fact, I just delivered, God, how much? The 26 millionth meal, I think, in Atlanta last year.
Wow.
And Project Open Hand. When I started, there were so many AIDS foundations, and they all fell by the wayside, and it's just us now, and the Clinton organization, the World Health, the World AIDS Fund, AMFAR, and we all work together, and the Gates Foundation, and we've all, you know, it's better to work together than to work apart, and it's just, it's become something I've become more involved in. I go and talk to people on Capitol Hill, I talk to the senators, I talk to the congressmen. Never thought I would do that in my life, never thought I would always be afraid of doing that, but it's, you know, people are people. I've talked to Patrick Lee, who was a great Democrat, and I've talked to Lindsey Graham, who's a Republican, and they're both bipartisan, they're both fantastic champions of the AIDS cause, and they've helped, you know, President Bush was a Republican, and he gave us PEPFAR, which is the greatest gift we could ever have in this disease. So I've learned, you know.
And you continue to reach out to the world politicians as well.
You have
well
to talk to people face to face, regardless of their politics.
Don't shy away from coming in. Closer still, my darling friend. Don't slip, don't trip on life. I'll be the moon inside your eyes. Don't be afraid of all my years, what you see or what you hear. It's all yours and yours alone. Yours for the taking, so take it home. But him and me, we pulled on through. I seen him come, I seen him go. Some went too fast, some went real slow. So take a chance and take your time. Between the lines, I love real good and I love you. My heart and me, that's what we do. Oh, it's a good cause to be a part of. Love.
part of.
John sang A Good Heart. Robert Hilburn asked Elton what album would he give to someone he met who knew nothing of his music.
I would probably have to say Tumbleweed, because there was no single
that,
from
that
it.
That album, huh? Wow, that was
and,
a fantastic
and there was no single from Tumbleweed, so it speaks for itself. And it was the change from the Elton John album, which was very classical and very orchestral. And Tumbleweed had a lot of orchestra on it as well, and Burn Down the Mission things. But it was the funky record.
Well, that was one of the most convincing things that night at the Troubadour. I had heard that record.
Yeah, we wrote that at the same time as Elton John.
And I said, this is as good as the band.
Yeah.
This is as good as Robbie Robertson.
It was totally influenced by the band.
Yeah, no, but it was as good as that. I mean, I thought they were about the cream to the cream, you know?
Well, music from Big Pink changed my life. They changed the way I thought about music. Mm. I mean, they were seminal in but with Bernie as well, seminal in our writing.
You tell me there's an angel in your tree. Did he say he'd come to call on me for things are getting desperate in our home, living in the parish of the restless folks I know. Everybody now, my wife cried when they came to take me away. prison walls. Now everybody bring your family down to the riverside. Look to the east to see where the fat star hide. Behind four walls of stone the rich man sleeps. It's time we put
Down the Mission, sung by Elton John from his 1970 album, Tumbleweed Connection.
Let me, on behalf of Robert and the audience listening today, express sincere gratitude for the road to happy destiny that you clearly are on.
I'm a very happy, privileged person. It's been an amazing life. The life isn't over by a long time. The journey isn't over. There's still so much to learn, so much more music to embrace. And God, isn't that, I mean, what an incredible situation to be in. And I honestly say, if it wasn't for Robert sitting here, and it's true, he launched me into the stratosphere. He'll be very modest and say, well, you did a lot of work yourself. But that helped me so much. I've never forgotten that. And you know what? Happenstance. I didn't know whether to come to America or not. I thought, oh, well, as I said, at least I can go to a record store. And look what happened.
Elton John. Wonderful Crazy Night was produced by Paul Chufo for Joyride Media. Our executive producers are Mike DePippa and Eric Mulk. Our associate producer is Andy Kahn. All songs on this program can be found on the Island Records release, Elton John, Wonderful Crazy Night. Special thanks go to Robert Hilburn and Matt Blake. I'm Sky Daniels, and thanks for listening.